HendrickHouse.com.
A freeze warning will be in effect overnight. Meteorologist Ed Kieser is along in 5 minutes with details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Many Illinois lawmakers running for re-election are touting passage of major ethics reform as an accomplishment. But as Amanda Vinicky reports, that law left open a major loophole.
The new Illinois law is supposed to put an end to so-called pay-to-play politics. Entities with state contracts worth $50,000 or more will be banned from giving campaign cash to the office holder controlling the contract. But Senator Ricky Hendon, a Democrat from Chicago, says there's an easy way around it.
By giving money to the parties, directly to the parties, and the parties are going to punish people who don't vote their way and reward people who are. Run candidates against targets and people who won't do the party line. And that's the danger here. We've empowered the parties.
Hendon says that's especially problematic when state party leaders also have control in the General Assembly. For instance, House Speaker Mike Madigan also controls the deep-pocketed Illinois Democratic Party. Madigan's main foe, Governor Rod Blagojevich, is behind a proposal that would block state contractors from giving to parties. The measure passed the Senate, even though its own backers admit it still needs work. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Illinois officials say the state will have an extra $118 million this year to help low-income families with their winter heating costs. Governor Blagojevich said in a weekend statement Illinois has $265 million in money from the federal government's low-income home energy assistance program. Applications for LIHEAP money are available at a network of community action agencies across the state. The program begins November 1st for most families. Illinoisans can call for more information at 1-877-411-WARM. The challenger in the Champaign County coroner's race is suggesting that collecting fees from outlying counties could help prevent the office from going over budget. But as AM 580's Whitney Wyckoff reports, the incumbent says rising operations costs are to blame.
Mark Medlin, who's challenging incumbent coroner Dwayne Northrup for the office, says Illinois law requires that cause of death investigations take place in the county the victim dies in. Medlin says, however, Champaign County receives a disproportionate amount of work.
If you're involved in a motor vehicle crash in Payette or Douglas or Coles or Edgar, chances are you're going to be brought over to Champaign County if your injuries are life-threatening because they're not level one trauma centers.
Medlin says cause of death investigations should be paid for by the county where the accident itself took place. Also in Medlin's plan, a person found guilty in a fatal accident would pay the coroner costs. And if he can't, his insurance company would foot the bill. Northrup disputes accusations that the coroner's office is at a deficit.
I've had to get budget amendments based on caseloads, but some of that money has been returned at the end of the year.
Northrup says that the coroner's office has been able to return funding it received from the board over the past 3 years. Champaign County board member Al Kurtz, who announced the proposal at last week's board meeting, says that the state's attorney is looking at its legality. Kurtz hopes to have a plan drawn by next month's meeting. I'm Whitney Wyckoff, AM 580 News.
The Champaign School Board will be on the road for the second time in 2 weeks to discuss potential school building projects. This time, the board's holding a joint meeting tonight with the Savoy Village trustees, at the Savoy Recreational Center. It's to discuss a proposal to build a new school in the growing village, which currently doesn't have one. The project would be helped along by revenue from a 1% hike in Champaign County sales tax, on which voters will decide in next week's election. Unit 4 and all other school districts would get money from that tax hike. Last week, Unit 4 board members met with city and park district officials to talk about expansion plans at two schools on Champaign's north side. The parents of one of five Northern Illinois University students who were shot to death in a lecture hall at the DeKalb School earlier this year have started a scholarship fund in their daughter's memory. Eric and Mary Kay Mace of Carpentersville say they've started the scholarship for their late daughter, Ryanne Mace, who died in the February 14th shootings. The parents also say they'll plant a tree on campus. The $1,000 yearly scholarship would be available for incoming graduate students in NIU's psychology department. So far, the fund is $25,000. The Maces say they wanted to start the scholarship so Ryanne Mace would have her name out there forever. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for an in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, if everybody was wondering when all the flowers are going to die, I guess we know now.
Tonight.
That's it.
Yep, it's over.
Had to happen.
Well, it's going to be the 28th of October tomorrow morning, and our average first 32-degree reading here is around the 13th, 14th of October, anywhere actually in central Illinois from about the 9th to the 18th. Mm-hmm. So we will be below 32 tomorrow morning, but we have not gotten down to 32 yet, not even close. Officially, so we'll do it tomorrow morning. So the 28th of October will be the date this year.
Okay, well, there you go. And it's I guess we've had an extra couple of weeks in our